for that. You that are going to be here in this service this morning for the preaching of the word. We're over in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 in verse 15. And the Lord has inspired my heart to share this with you. And I believe it's going to be in two parts. We're going to do part of it today, maybe the shorter part of it today and the longer part of it next week. But we're going to talk about roots. We're going to talk about something that's a sensitive subject, something that may at times, as I share this, you may begin to feel a little uncomfortable. You may begin to feel squirmish. But we're going to talk about, in particular, there's lots of roots, but we're going to talk about the root of bitterness today, the root of bitterness and what bitterness can do to me, what bitterness can do to you, what bitterness is doing to this world. And the Bible has a lot to say about it. So we're starting out in Hebrews chapter 12 in verse 15. I'll just give you a moment of time to get over there to talk about bitterness. It's something that we have all faced in life. It might be something that you are dealing now with in your life. It might be something that is affecting your life and you're not aware that bitterness is the root cause of the problems that you're having in life. It's a deep subject, the roots of bitterness. The root of bitterness, it goes deep. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. God, we thank you for the word today. Lord, we pray for your blessing upon this word. God, as we talk about this subject, as we talk about the root of bitterness, Lord, that our words will be guided by you. Lord, that it will find a place within our hearts. God, we'll apply it to ourselves. We'll examine ourselves, God. Lord, that the word will do the work that it should, and we thank you for it. In your name, Jesus, amen. So that bitterness, that bitter root, and the first thing that people tend to think when it comes to bitterness, they think, that's not me. I don't have any bitterness in me. I'm quite okay with that. But as we go through this, we want to examine ourselves whether or not we have a root of bitterness and how to spot a root of bitterness. A root of bitterness is not something that is going to be easily identified. It's not something that you just know it's there. It creeps up within us for various reasons. You can't chop weeds. You can't use a weed eater. You can't go. How wonderful would it be if you could go out to your garden with a weed eater and just knock all the weeds out and it'd be taken care of? You can't get rid of weeds that way. You can't chop them out. You can't use a weed eater on them. Amen. It gets you nowhere in a hurry if you do that. Now, as I was preparing this, I was thinking about my childhood as I was growing up, and I probably wasn't such a child. It depends on what age you stop being a child. I probably was 16 years of age at the time, and we lived in the country, and something our father liked to have. Now I realize why he had it, but back then I just thought he was being cruel to us. He had a very large garden. He didn't have a little garden. It was a large garden. But there were seven of us children, and so he would give each one of us a section of that garden that was our responsibility to take care of it, to get the weeds out of there. And so I don't remember much about my brother Paul or my brother Jim, how they did with their weeding, but I remember in particular how my brother Dave did with his weeding versus the way I did my weeding. And so the day would come, the nice day, and we'd rather be out running and playing and doing different things, a clear blue sky. It was just, you know, fun was calling, games were calling, but we had to get into that garden and go to work. And my brother Dave would get in there, and he would be in there for hours, and he was meticulously pulling each weed by the root and getting it out. And I thought, well, that's foolish. Man, you're crazy to spend all day here. There's a lot of things to do. So I would get to my section of the garden, and I would go in there, and I would grab those weeds, and I would just jerk them. And I really, what I was doing was just breaking them off. I was breaking them off. Mine looked good when I was done. His looked good when it was done, but because I was just chopping those weeds, or as it were, a human weed eater with my hand, just breaking them off at the top, as time went on, and it didn't take very many days, I had to be out there in the garden again trying to get those weeds out. And he would just, didn't do this, but in my mind's eye, it's how it was. He would just be sitting under the shade tree with a glass of lemonade in his hand laughing at me because his was still perfectly good because he got the roots out, or he got the weeds out by the roots. He took his time and there was work involved in that. I did it quickly, and then those weeds would come back and they would be worse than they were the last time. And I could never figure that out. Well, if you have a root of bitterness within you, you have to get that root out. You have to get that bitterness out by the root. You just can't break it off. You just can't apply a little salve to it. You just can't try to soothe it a little bit and hope it's going to go away, because it don't go away like that. You've got to get the weed by the root, or they just keep coming back up. And when they come back up, they bring more of their weedy friends with them. And this root of bitterness that we're talking about, if you don't get rid of the root of bitterness, it's going to come back up. And we're going to find out some of the friends that the root of bitterness has. He has some weedy friends that are closely associated with him if you allow bitterness to grow in your heart, if that root gets going. And so in the Word, Paul uses a weed to describe a sin that has a way of getting into your hearts called bitterness. It's a sin to have bitterness, but it has a way of getting into your hearts, and it's a weed. It's not a good thing once it gets in there and goes to work. We're talking about the root of bitterness, but there can be roots of envy. There can be roots of greed. There can be roots of hatred, among many others. Things get down in there and the root starts going, and then it will manifest itself, what it brings forth. But the sin of bitterness is not a big flashy sin. It's not a big flashy sin. It's hard to spot bitterness in a person. It's difficult to spot bitterness in a person. It may be difficult for you to identify that, yes, I guess I probably do have some bitterness within my heart that I need to deal with. Amen. You can see. Okay, it's not a big flashy sin that you can see growing in your heart. It's not like hatred. It's not like cussing. It's not like these open sins. You can see those. Bitterness you can't see. And some of the other roots that can grow, and it comes from bitterness, are anger. Anger can grow. Amen. Anger will show itself. And disobedience. Amen. If you have disobedience and anger in you, that's easily seen. If you disobey your parents, that's easily seen. But if you have bitterness in your heart, that's not easily seen. If you have anger in your heart, that's easy to see the anger by your expressions and things that you do. But if there's bitterness in there, it's like I said, it's not a flashy sin. It's almost one of those things that's hidden. It's hard to see. And Paul, but he warns us that the bitter root will someday show itself. And when it does, many will be defiled by it when that bitter root begins to produce the fruit that it is intended to produce, because bitterness will produce something within you. And so what does that mean? If you allow that bitter root to keep growing, there will be a harvest of pain for you and the people in your world. Bitterness, we can get bitter about things. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I can talk about it again in a little bit when we get to it that I have in my notes here. But you can become bitter about things. You can become bitter about the way you have been treated or mistreated in your life, whether it's in your own home or at the workplace or in the school. You get bitter about that. It just does something inside of you. If you've been abused as a child, whether it's physical or sexual, you can get a root of bitterness that's in you. You're just bitter against the individual that inflicted that pain upon you. It's not easily seen by others, but yet it's there. So bitterness can get within us. When somebody misuses you, when somebody speaks ill of you, when someone, you know, runs you down and puts you down in front of other people, it can cause a root of bitterness to start to grow in your heart. You might not react at that moment, but you just have something in you. And we're going to look at ways that we can discover that if we have bitterness growing within us. Bitterness is a weedy sin. It's a weedy sin, W-E-E-D-Y. It's a weedy sin that gets into our hearts, and we can't cut off the behaviors that bitterness sickness causes. We start reacting in different ways around us. If you're dealing with anger and you want to try to clip that anger in your heart, you're having outbursts and temper flares and that, and I'm going to stop being angry. You can't stop being angry because perhaps bitterness is the cause of the anger that you have. So you need to get rid of the root of the cause, which is bitterness in your heart. And so you just can't cut off the behaviors that bitterness causes. We need God's help to yank the bitterness up by the roots out of our hearts. God, if there's any bitterness within me, yank it up by the roots. Take it out of my heart. Help me to know. Help me to see. Help me to understand. Bitterness tends to travel in a pack. And we're going to look at another verse over in Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 31, bitterness tends to travel in a pack. If you have bitterness in your heart, you're going to have some of these other things in your heart also that you have to deal with, and they're just always there. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness, and here's his weedy friends that go along with him, and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. See, it travels in packs. You have that bitterness, and then there's going to be wrath, there's going to be anger, there's going to be clamor, there's going to be evil speaking. Let it all be put away from you. And so here what you're looking at is a cluster of emotions that come with bitterness. You look at a person that's dealing with wrath. They're just an angry person. They're just always out there in clamor and evil speaking. They never have anything good to say about anybody, just all the time. Perhaps that person has a root of bitterness down inside, and it shows up in this way. Amen. It comes with bitterness. Bitterness will always travel in a pack. And if you have bitterness within your heart, usually it's going to come with anger, with wrath, with slander, and with malice. And slander is clamor, slander, always slandering somebody. And we're going to dive into some of the examples of these things, because if I don't know about you, but if I have a root of bitterness in my heart, I don't want it to be there. If you have a root of bitterness in your heart, you don't want it to be there. What an opportunity Jesus had to allow there to be a root of bitterness within his heart when he came and he left the splendors of heaven and he came here and was rejected of men and he was spit upon. He was ridiculed. They tried to take his life more than one time. If anybody could have been bitter, he could have been bitter, because he was God's gift to this world. He came to save this world. In the way that they received him, he could have become upset with mankind. He could have been bitter over that, and it would have showed up in other ways. And so these emotions that we're talking about, we're talking about wrath, we're talking about anger, slander, and malice, they come in progression. It's just not all of a sudden there they are. If bitterness isn't dealt with, it will progress, amen, toward extreme anger. If you don't deal with bitterness, pretty soon you're going to be dealing with wrath. If you don't deal with bitterness, that root of bitterness, that seed of bitterness that wants to spring up within your heart, if you don't dispose of it immediately and get rid of it and you allow that thing to take root and to grow, it's going to progress itself into extreme anger or wrath. You're going to be very upset with the person or the situation that has caused you to feel the way that you feel, where you have been done wrong. And then if anger isn't dealt with, so now you got anger in your heart. And if that anger isn't dealt with, we start to demand what we want. We start to demand what we want. We're angry. They did me wrong. And so I had this outburst of wrath. And if I can't get what I want there, amen, I'm going to deal with that wrath in my heart. We start to demand what we want. This is what I want, and it's all about me, and this is how we're going to handle this situation. And then if that doesn't work, when you start to demand what you want, this is, and you can apply this, and let God, let the Holy Spirit direct you. You can apply this in a lot of situations that you face within your lives. A lot of ways, and this is mostly with relationships, how people treat you, how people deal with you. We got to be careful that we don't become bitter. We don't become bitter. It doesn't mean that we don't have, if you want to call it a right to be a little upset about certain situations. Jesus says, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. You can have some righteous indignations. You can be upset about things, but we don't want to become bitter about it. Amen. And so then if anger isn't dealt with, we start to demand what we want. And if that doesn't work, what do we do then? You can see the progression. We then begin to talk bad about whatever or whoever the bitterness is over. We start to talk bad about that person. We start to talk bad about that situation. And we do that in hopes of getting others to agree with us that we can justify our feelings. That's called slander. I'm going to start acting a certain way because I want you to agree with the way I'm feeling. Hey, isn't it right the way I'm feeling, the way they handled the situation? And we do that. And if we allow this to happen, we'll have a desire. Eventually, if we're not careful with this root of bitterness, and it goes into anger, and it goes from wrath to anger and into slander, and if we let that happen to us, we eventually will have a desire to cause harm to the person that we are bitter towards. We will want to get even with them. Hopefully it's not physical harm, but it could be physical harm. But you just want to harm them. You want to hurt them in any way that you can. When they ask you that favor, this is my chance to get back. You might not say it to them, but I'm not helping them because, boy, when I was in need, they weren't there to help me. Be careful you don't have a root of bitterness, that you're not holding a grudge against that individual or against that situation. You need God's help. Amen. It can get to the point where you want where you desire harm to the person that we are bitter towards. And when all this happens, when all these things are happening, people are hurt. Relationships are destroyed. Joy is gone. And we are stunted in our spiritual growth if we allow these things to take root within our hearts. Amen. People are hurt in the process. Yeah, you might be hurt, but we don't have to hurt other people in the progression of this. Relationships are destroyed. And you probably have seen it in other people. And perhaps it has happened in your own life. And God can help you to mend those relationships, to bring them back together. Because of the way that you were mistreated, things weren't handled in the correct way, you become so bitter about it, you cut off all relationships with that person after you said what you said or did what you did against them, because you let the root of bitterness get in there. Your joy is gone. You're not happy anymore. And you know what the bad effect of it is? It stunts our spiritual growth. We can't grow like God wants us to grow because we need to deal with that root of bitterness. It's a huge problem. Amen. It's a huge problem, but it doesn't need come to this. It doesn't need to come to the point that I took it, where that bitterness isn't dealt with, and then it's wrath, and then it's anger, and then it's slander, and then it's, I just wish something terrible would happen to that person. And have you ever found yourself saying, or even thinking, maybe somebody's done you wrong somewhere, and somewhere down the line, as time goes on, something really unfortunate happens to that person, and in your heart, you feel a sense of joy. Good enough for them. They had it coming. I remember what they did to me. Their day's coming. That's God after them. We need not feel that way, because if we start to feel that way, there's a very real possibility that we have a little bit of bitterness in our heart, that God wants us to deal with this. We need to check ourselves to see if there's a bitterness, a root of bitterness within us. I need to check myself. Is there a root of bitterness within me? Is there a root of bitterness in there? Why do I feel this way about certain people? Why do I feel this way about this situation? Is there a root of bitterness within me? We need to check ourselves. We need to ask ourselves, am I bitter? Am I bitter? Oh God, am I bitter? And if you are, I mean, there's a good possibility you're going to think, oh, there's no bitterness in me. Everything's just hunky-dory in my life. I've been able to successfully forgive everybody and just move on and let bygones be bygones. But we are human. We have that tendency to want to hold on to things. We have this thing about us as humans is we have a terrible time forgetting the past. We have a terrible time of forgetting when somebody's done us wrong. And you can't tell me, I'm just the same as you are. Every time you see that person that has done you wrong, there's just something in you that just, you just can't stand to be around that person. That's probably a good sign that there's some bitterness within you. Remember, that bitterness, you can look at it this way, bitterness is a sleeper sin. It's a sin to have bitterness, but it's a sleeper sin. It can be in there and you don't even realize you have it. So the answer to whether you have bitterness in your heart isn't so obvious. I could say, do you have anger? Do you have wrath? You should be able to answer those. But if I say, do you have bitterness? It's not so obvious. It's not so easy to spot because it's one of those sleeper sins that we have within our hearts that we can get in there. And Paul warned them in the scripture that I read this morning when I started. He said this, look diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. And so we're going to look just at some ways to be able to spot if there's bitterness in our hearts. Amen. And we're going to finish this next week. But as we go from this place today, I want you to think about yourself. And I want you to listen to these next few points that I'm going to make here. Do I have bitterness within me? We ask ourselves. The obvious answer is, I don't think so. But here's ways that you can tell if there's a bitter root within you. And we're going to go over these, and then we're going to be done today. We're going to take a moment and pray. Number one, am I replaying conversations? Now we're talking about, do I have bitterness? I don't think so, Pastor. Are you replaying conversations? What does that mean? What does that mean? Do you spend days rehearsing every word or the body language of the way someone reacted to you? Think about that. Someone reacts to you in not such a good way. Do I have bitterness? Are you constantly replaying that conversation or that deed that was done? It just keeps going. You're rehearsing it over and over and over in your mind. You're doing that. That could be a sign that there's a bitter root trying to take root in your heart. Bitterness grows. How does bitterness grow? And I hope you can understand this. In justification. I was right. They were wrong. Therefore, we don't say it this way, therefore, I'm bitter against you. Bitterness grows in justification. I feel justified in the way that I feel because I was mistreated. I was talked down on. I was talked to in a bad way. I have a right to feel this way. I was physically abused. I'm justified in being bitter against that person. I was sexually abused. I'm justified in being bitter against that person. Bitterness grows in justification. And when you fixate, when you fixate on your interactions with a specific person, what you're doing is you're looking for justification. You fixate on your interactions with a certain person, just the way they said it, just their body language. There's just something not right there. Amen. And so you look for that. You, a specific person, you're looking for justification. Okay? What are you looking for justification for? You're looking for justification of the frustration and the feeling that you have in this relationship. There's just something with this relationship that's not right, and I'm looking for it, and it's them. They're the one that's at fault. We need to be careful with that. You should, if you're having feelings like this, if you keep replaying things that were said, things that were done in your mind's eye, you just can't get away from it. It just keeps working on you, keeps festering on you. You should see that as a red flag if you keep replaying conversations. If you keep replaying conversations, you need to see it as a red flag. God help me. Lord, I've got to put this out of my mind. Something is off in your heart. If you keep replaying the conversation, if you keep replaying, yes, you were done wrong against if there was abuse involved in a situation. Yes, you would feel justified in feeling the way that you feel. But we don't want to end up with a root of bitterness. It can destroy a person's life. Amen. Something's off in your heart. That's number one. You should see that as a red flag. Remember what we're looking at. Now, four ways to spot a bitter root. Now we're going over to Romans chapter 3 and verse 14. Romans chapter 3 and verse 14. And I'm going to read this verse to you. Romans 3:14. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Is your mouth out of control? If you got a root of bitterness, is your mouth out of control? Ask yourself, is my mouth out of control? What do I mean by that? There's always a connection between what comes out of your mouth and the bitterness that's in your heart. You find yourself saying things that you know you shouldn't say. You wish you wouldn't say it. I'm thinking that I might as well say it. Not necessarily true. Thinking it would be the temptation to go ahead and say it, but resisting the temptation is, I'm putting that underfoot. I'm not going to say it. So is your mouth out of control? There's always a connection between what comes out of your mouth and the bitterness that is in your heart. Do you often lose your cool? Do you often lose your cool? Are you critical? Are you snappy? Are you rude with people? That's a sign that there might be a possibility that there's some bitterness within you. You just lose your cool. You're critical. You're snappy. You're rude. If you're trying to deal with these signs, if you're trying to deal with those signs of being losing your cool, being critical with people, being snappy with my words, man, I wished I wouldn't have said it that way. Maybe you are trying to deal with these signs and you're not gaining ground. You're snapping at people. You're losing your cool. You're being rude with others. And you recognize that, I've got to fix this. I can't be that way. Perhaps, amen, you're trying to get rid of those and you're not gaining ground. It's possible you need to dig a little bit deeper in your heart and yank the root of the problem out, which is bitterness. Bitterness could cause us to be snappy, to be rude, to be critical of others, to always just be, everybody's after me, have the attitude about you, have the feeling everybody's always out to get me. Man, I got to defend myself. That is a sign that you need to yank out the root of the problem, and that is probably bitterness. And then the third one that I have here, remember, we're trying to spot roots of bitterness within us, and this isn't for all cases, but am I sick? Am I sick? Now, scientists have concluded that bitterness, if it's unchecked, it interferes with the body's hormonal and immune systems. Now, get this. Bitter people tend to have increased blood pressure, but you can have that too if you're eating things you shouldn't be eating, too much salt intake. So there's a lot of other reasons. But bitter people tend to have high blood pressure, tend to have an increased heart rate, and are more likely to die of heart disease. Other illnesses. Bitter people will die of illnesses. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 38, Paul said this, and he commanded the chair, or let me see, I got to get this right. Acts chapter 8, verse 23, I'm sorry. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. You'd have to read the whole story to see what was going on here. But he was talking to these people. He says, I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. So Paul describes the gall of bitterness. Bitterness. The gall of bitterness. It's a bile. It's a bitter substance that can literally make us sick. And you need to know this, not all sickness is a fruit of bitterness. So don't go out of here and say, Pastor said I'm busy because I have high blood pressure. Pastor said I'm bitter because I have an increased heart rate. Because I have heart disease, I must be bitter. That's what the pastor said. I just want to clarify, not all sickness is a fruit of bitterness, but some sicknesses are. Some sicknesses are a root of bitterness. Is it possible your body is failing under the weight of undetected bitterness? Is your body failing you physically? Because there's some undetected bitterness in there. It's just eating away at you. It's just gnawing away at you. And scientists have proved that. And the last one I want to look at today, and then we're going to continue this last week, and there's going to be some help for us, and that's over in Deuteronomy chapter 29, and verse 18, lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Is your family a bitter family? We're talking about spotting bitterness, the root of bitterness in our hearts. Is your family a bitter family? Is your family a bitter family? Bitterness has a way of spreading. And we just read that in Deuteronomy 29:18. A man, if he's bitter, he infects his wife with it. She infects her children with it. Bitterness spreads, and the whole family is infected. And when this happens, people are hurt. Relationships are destroyed. Joy is gone. And we are stunted in our spiritual growth when we allow this to happen, when we allow this bitterness to get in our hearts. And so bitterness, is there bitterness in your family? Is there bitterness in your marriage? You're just bitter. You're just holding something against them. Is there a root of bitterness there? Are your children bitter? They're just bitter against God. They're bitter against the church. They're bitter against other people. They just put a bad taste in my mouth. I just don't want to be around them. Do you have friends that sit around and all they do is gripe? Birds of a feather, they say, flock together. If you have a root of bitterness within you, you're going to automatically quickly connect up with other people that have a root of bitterness. And what you're going to do is you're going to sit around and you're going to gripe and you're going to complain. And there's a lot of analogies and examples we could use here, but we could use a church one. That's a good one to use. Somebody was hurt in the church by a pastor or by another well-meaning Christian, and they're bitter about that. It wasn't right. You're right, it wasn't right, but things happen. People do dumb things, and that kind of person that's been hurt in a church, they'll find somebody else that's been hurt in the church, and they get together, and they sit, and they complain, and they gripe. That's a sign there's a root of bitterness. See, we're looking for these signs. And could it be your own bitterness has a ripple effect, and the root in your heart has got into the people you love? Do you have a root of bitterness within you? If you have a root of bitterness within you, it can get into the people that you love, and pretty soon they're talking in negative ways just like you are. There's nothing good in anybody. You can't trust anybody, and so on and so forth this goes. And so next week, whenever we pick up with the second part of this, we're going to look, because now what we looked at today, we looked at different examples of how to spot a bitter root. How to spot a bitter root. They're not easy to spot, but how to spot them. And when we pick up next week, we're going to look at how to remove and unroot bitterness. How to remove and unroot bitterness. And I told you, this is an uncomfortable subject. It's not something that's going to say, amen, hallelujah, make me shout. I want to get up and run around, you know, and spin around three times. It's not going to make you feel that way. But your life will be much better if you can distinguish, do I have a root of bitterness within you? It will destroy you from the inside out. It will get you to the point where pretty soon, how do some people get to the point they don't even want to be around people, period? They just become recluses, they call them. They stay in their own homes. They don't even want to go out in society. Some of it could just be their temperament, but a lot of times, more times than not, it's probably because there was a root of bitterness. They were mistreated in life. Something didn't go the way that it should have gone. They were done wrong to, and they never resolved that. They got bitter over it. So let's pray this morning. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. And in closing this morning, I just want you to seriously take a moment of time and think about it this week and pray about it this week. And then next week, we're going to talk about how we can get and how we can remove that root of bitterness within us. But now, God, do I have a root of bitterness within me? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll help each one of us here today, God. Lord, that we'll be able to spot that root of bitterness within us. God, if it's there, it's not easily detected. It's going to take some meditation. It's going to take some thought. It's going to take some prayer. It's going to take the Holy Spirit revealing to us that, yes, indeed, there is some bitterness in you, and it needs to go. God, speak to our hearts this morning while we're praying, God. This week, God, as we are meditating on what we heard here this morning, God, that we're going to be able to recognize. We're going to be able to see those red flags, God. We got to respond to them right when we see them. But, God, we're going to recognize, oh, I got to be careful. I'm going to get bitter over that if I go that way. God, minister unto us today. Help us, deliver us, O God, because we don't want bitterness within our hearts this day. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus.